Okay, it's official. After 7 months of a downtrend and 7 attempts to break out of the downtrend, we finally done it. And I think that this is the pump that's going to take us beyond the all-time high and actually even way higher. In fact, the reason why I think that is not because of blind faith or because I've drunk the Kool-Aid. The reason is because I have 7 data points. And those 7 data points are showing me that this is the real pump. And not only that this is the real pump, but all the data points are pretty much showing me that Bitcoin is going over 100,000 in this run. So I'm going to show you what the 7 data points are, because I know that you guys have been really, you've been loving the shows where we've been digging into data points. I'm going to show you the 7 data points that are showing me that Bitcoin is going above 100,000, way above 100,000. And then what I want to do is I want to talk about this over here. So this is the Bitcoin dominance chart. And if you've been watching this Bitcoin pump, what you've been watching is that Bitcoin has been sucking the liquidity out of the alts. And what's been happening as a result is you've had the Bitcoin dominance increasing and increasing all the time. That was Bitcoin dominance last night, almost tapped 60, even went to 59.9. Now, what that means is that Bitcoin is sucking the liquidity out of the alts. What I'm going to show you today is I'm going to show you exactly how long that's going to last and when the altcoin run, the real altcoin run, is going to begin. And let me tell you that if you think that this is an altcoin run, nah, you got another thing coming. The real altcoin run's about to start, and I'm going to show you exactly how big that altcoin run's going to be. So it's probably the best day this year, the greenest day this year, and it's not only green because the prices are green, but because the fundamentals that are driving the prices are green. That's what we're going to talk about today. Big day, let's go, guys. I know you guys have been loving the shows like we did yesterday when we dig deep into data. And so today when I was preparing the show, the researchers gave me a whole lot of data. And as I was going through the data, I was like, I can't wait to go live. I can't wait to do a show. I can't wait to actually share this data with you to show you how excited I am about the fact that we're getting this pump. Because we have had pumps and we have been at 70,000 before, but this time the 70,000 is more real than ever. So today is going to be a massive show. We're going to dig into this pump. We're going to dig into when the altcoins are going to start running, because I know it's quite frustrating. There's been a lot of frustration specifically on Twitter about people that are frustrated that the altcoins aren't running and it's only Bitcoin that's actually running, because I know we're a bunch of altcoin degens. I'm going to show you exactly how long this Bitcoin dominance run is going to last. And it's really, really, really soon that we're going to get the real altcoin run. So today, big day. What I need you guys to do is I need you to obliterate the like button. Yesterday, you guys really, really helped me with the like button. We got all the Americans and all the Europeans, because of the different time zone changes, all to come to the show. I need you guys to do the same. Just repeat the same. I promise you, I'm going to give you guys the highest alpha per minute show in the world. Someone says the best researchers on YouTube. So that's actually one of the things I wanted to speak to you guys about. Look, we do have the best researchers, and also Banta is the best researchers training school in the world. If you want to join our research team, now, when I say researchers, you're not going to write long reports. You're just going to go onto Twitter and go onto Discord and go into Telegram groups and get the narratives out there. So I'm looking for people who are obsessed with crypto, want to be full-time in crypto, and who want to help us in making investment decisions and in creating this amazing, amazing, amazing content. You'll join a team of like 10 or 15 people doing it. If you are this kind of person and you want to work European hours and you want to join the team, there is a link below to join our research team. So do it. You can be trained to be like these researchers. You'll have to go through a little test. No one gets all the answers right, but we need to know that you have what it takes. So you'll go through it. And I mean, don't ChatGPT this test, because in the first interview, you'll get caught out and it's just embarrassing for you guys and embarrassing for us. But I really want to explode the research team. And if you've ever thought of wanting to go full time into crypto, now is the time to actually do it. So join our research team. We'll train you. You'll contribute to the show. You'll become smart. You'll become a good investor, and you'll be helping this community share value. And if you've been waiting for a sign to go full time crypto, this is the sign. All right, so let's go. Let's get into the alpha of the show today. I'm going to show you why I think this pump is absolutely real. And I kind of want to start off exactly where we're at and show you the thesis. So you'll recall that we've been in this 7-month downtrend. We've been going down the 7-month Bitcoin downtrend, which was probably one of the longest consolidation periods that we've had on Bitcoin. And if you look closely at the charts, what you realize is we had a tap there, that's 2, that's 3, that's 4, that's 5, that's 6, and that's 7. We had 7 attempts to break out of this downtrend. Of those seven attempts, six or the seven were rejected. But what happened was at the end of the seventh part of the seventh tap, it was becoming pretty obvious that we were going to break through the 7 month downtrend. And the reason why it was becoming obvious is if you look at the 1 hour chart, what this 1 hour chart has done is it's zoomed into the final hours of, or the final days, which is broken down into hours. And you can see that every time that we tapped that resistance, we kept draining out the liquidity until eventually we killed all the liquidity and all the sell orders at this level. And then Bitcoin was actually free to go through. And I was pretty convinced that it was going to happen because I was just watching the aggression at which Bitcoin was actually attacking this line. It was like here, once, twice, three times, get through, but get rejected. Bang, four times, five times, six times, seven times, breakthrough, get rejected again, come back for the retest, eight, nine, and then eventually we landed up actually getting through. Now, a lot of the reason why we are going up here is because of a short squeeze. There were a lot of people that thought that Bitcoin wouldn't actually break out of the wouldn't break out of this little trend over here. And so what they did was they took a whole lot of shorts up here. I don't know if you remember, but one of the guys that actually took that short and took that short pretty publicly was Gareth Soloway. He took a public short at something like 68,000. And to me, it looked like such a big mistake. As much as I love Gareth, I think it was such a big mistake for him to go short, to short this kind of momentum and this kind and these kind of fundamentals. And so what we saw yesterday was a big part of this was a short squeeze. And the problem is that the higher we go, the more shorts get squeezed. So if you look here, like if you look at the shorts from yesterday, the Bitcoin short liquidations spiked to the highest level since April this year. So these guys were short. And to be honest, right now, as we speak, the shorts are absolutely, absolutely getting squeezed. And they're nowhere near done. They're nowhere near done. I'll show you some data in a second that shows that if you think that we've seen a short squeeze, we've basically seen just the tip of the short squeeze. The actual short squeeze is a long, 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 long time, is a long way away. So I want to show you seven reasons why I really, really, really believe that this pump is actually the real deal and why I don't think that we're going to reject and go deep back into the trend. Now, am I expecting the price to just continue going up forever? Obviously not. But I do believe that we've broken beyond this downtrend and we may come back and retest it. But ultimately, I think the road from here is actually up. And I'm not relying on blind faith. I'm not relying on the market prayer, although I think the market prayer has really helped us a lot. So let me... So I'm not relying blindly on the market prayer, even though we are playing the prayer very regularly here. I'm relying on actual data points, fundamental and technical data points, which all show me that this is the actual line. I want to walk you through the seven data points. The first data point is pretty simple data point. And data point is pretty simply that we have history on our side. So you remember that we all spoke about October, and a lot of people actually believed that October wasn't coming. We were never going to get October. Well, here we are in the last week of October, and we're starting to get the October-type returns. Now, when I say the October-type returns, history tells us, if you'll just remove Charles's comment, history tells us that October gives us, on average, a 22% return. Now, we still have 2 or 3 days in October, or 2 days in left of October, and we are currently on a 12.2% return. So if history were to repeat itself, what would happen is we'd get another 10% move in Bitcoin. Now, am I expecting another 10% move in Bitcoin? I'm not expecting another 10% move in Bitcoin. What is encouraging for me, though, is that we are textbook following the previous October. So what you can see here is that if you look at all the other Octobers, as Eric Crown says, he says, similar to October, BTC tends to put in November lows in the month and higher in the end of the month. So generally, in October, in the beginning, we put the lows in and then we start to move up. Now, I'm even a bit more excited about the fact that we're following history. And the reason why I'm more excited about the fact that we're following history is that you'll remember that we said that Q4 for Bitcoin in general gives us an 80% return. The average return for Q4 on Bitcoin is 80%. Now, if we were to follow that logic and say, look, so far we're kind of tracking there or thereabout. And specifically, if you look at election years, so election years are very strong years. So the 168% in that election year, and in this election year, about 60%. So if you were to follow this and say, okay, look, it's about an 80% average. What does history say? What does history say we're going to do here? And the answer is very simple. So we go to the price point in September, which you can see over here. The price point was about 62,500 at the end of September. And the pre actually did work. You see that 71,500. We go all the way up and we draw a line which is 80% up from that point over there. And 80% up takes us to $112,000. And I want you to remember this number of around 110 or 112,000 by the end of the year, because I think that number is gonna keep coming up and keep coming up and keep coming up. So again, the first reason is pretty simply we have history on our side. If history repeats or even rhymes, we're looking at another 80% or 80% in this quarter. So far, we're looking pretty good, specifically around an election year. So we're there or thereabout when it comes to history. That's the first data point that I have. And remember, I said I'm going to give you 7. The second data point that I want to show you is one that comes from the charts. And it's a pretty simple one. We've spoken about it before. That is pretty simply the Golden Cross. Now, you can see, I mean, without doubt, that every time we have the Golden Cross, we get the pump. And again, remember this Golden Cross, because it's going to be a theme that we speak about a lot today. So what you can see is that when we have the Golden Cross in Bitcoin's history, every time we have the Golden Cross, we start to get a Bitcoin run. In 2016, it was an insane run. It was a 6,000% run, but the market was much more illiquid. I was part of this run. I was there. I know exactly what it felt like. In 2020, which was an election year, and I'm comparing it to 2016 and 2020 because they were both election years, we had a 600% return after the run. So if you look at this, this is 6,000%. This was a 600%. Let's talk about the next one, possibly being a 60%. Let's just carry on with this narrative of saying, let's go 6,660. And if we take 60%, from where we are at today, which is about 71,000, we increase by, let's go find a chart where we can actually draw. So let's go back here and just say, take 71,000 and draw a 60% from 71,000. Where does that take us? What do you know? It takes us exactly back to that 110, 112 level, right? Exactly. I mean, this is not me. This is the actual data showing you that the numbers are all aligning for $120,000 Bitcoin. And that is, again, just if we follow simple math here, where we say the first pump was 6,000, the second pump was 600. Let's say that after this Golden Cross, we just get a measly 60%, which is 1/10 of where it was before. Then what's going to happen to the price of Bitcoin? Well, it goes back to that same $110,000 level. Okay, cool. I mean, I believe in patterns in numbers, but this is getting a bit freaky, but let's carry on. Maybe these numbers will actually start coming up again. So the next point is not really a charting thing, because, you know, for me, I like to combine the charts with actual fundamentals, and I want to show you some other fundamentals. So the fundamental that I want to show you for the third reason why I believe this pump is, pretty simply, I just want to look at the leverage. And if you look at the leverage map on Bitcoin, what you can see is that we are at close to an all-time high. We are at $71,000 on Bitcoin, which is very, very, very close to an all-time high. There's this level over here. Then there's this level over here, which is like a little bus stop. Then there's the all-time high. So we're very, very, very close to the Bitcoin all-time high. In fact, let's just quickly measure it in percentages for those who are pedantic. So we're 3% away from the Bitcoin all-time high. And look at the leverage. The leverage is actually negative on some tokens and neutral to flat on all the other tokens, right? So this is where the leverage is when we are 3% away from an all-time high. But I looked at the last time that we were at this all-time high level, which was the 18th of March. Have a look at that. That was the last time that we were at an all-time high. Look at the leverage. The leverage then was plus 150%. I don't know if you remember, but we actually had to introduce the orange color at this point because the leverage was so high that this leverage map didn't even have a color to represent such high leverage, right? And so the difference between last time and this time, The last time that we got to 70,000 was at the end of a very, very, very heated leverage cycle. This time, and you can kind of see it over here, right? So this time we are at 71,000, but the leverage is pretty much zero and negative. Like, let that sink in. In terms of heat and froth in the market right now, you're talking about you're 3% away from all-time highs, and the leverage is pretty much negative. I mean, can you comprehend what this means? Okay, can you comprehend what this actually means? It's absolutely crazy. No one's here. No one's taking chances. No one's here taking leverage. So the third reason why I'm extremely bullish about this pump, not only do we have history on our side, not only do we have the golden cross on our side, but we also have the leverage on our side, or what you could say, the market structure on our side, which is a big thing. Then we move on to the fourth reason. And the fourth reason is I'm looking at this pump. I'm looking at where the money's coming from. And I noticed that yesterday we had another $500 million inflow into the ETFs. Now, the thing is that if you look at the last 10 days, one, let's just say anything over 400,000, 400 million, one, two, three, four, five of the last 10 days have been over $400 million. The average has been $500 million. So what I started to look at was I started to map out the Excel. The researchers helped me map out the Excel. We put all the flows into an Excel spreadsheet. And what we realized was that $3 billion had come into the ETF in the last month, of which $1 billion had come into the ETFs in the last week. Now, what that represented was 15% of the total inflows into ETFs happened in the month of October. Just imagine that 15% of the total ETFs happened in the month of October. What this shows you is that there is a massive, massive, massive increase in the momentum in which people are buying these ETFs. Now, what is this a function of? Number one, it's a function of acceptance and marketing by BlackRock and all those things. It takes time to get the institutions to open their wallets. Institutions aren't like us. Hey, we want to buy it. We quickly go to the bank and we do a transfer. They've got to justify the case. They've got to do research on it. They've got to submit multiple proposals to multiple boards. And then eventually, when they actually get the approval, they actually start buying Bitcoin. And what we can see now is that the buying is starting to accelerate. So it's not like a normal chart, which it gets excited and then peaks off. What we're seeing here is we're seeing an acceleration in the rate at which institutions are actually starting to buy their Bitcoin. And that's reflected in two places. It's reflected in the ETFs, number one, but it's also reflected in the on-chain, where big wallets are starting to hold a lot of Bitcoin. Now, who are these big wallets? Well, we don't know. It could be companies protecting their balance sheet. It could be institutions. What we know is that it's not the normal buyers that we've had up until now. So the fourth reason why I'm completely excited about this pump is because of the increasing rate of which the ETFs are starting to buy. Now, traditionally, every time we've had big inflow days, that has led to a local top. Here, we've had a whole lot of big inflow days, and this is now just driving the price further and further and further and further up. And so I think that there's a new kind of buyer that's coming in. And this kind of buyer is coming in now and saying, look, we need Bitcoin as a hedge. We need Bitcoin as a hedge against the outcome of the election. No matter what the outcome of the election is, we need Bitcoin as the hedge to actually protect us against the outcome of the election. And I think you recall when Paul Tudor Jones said, I mean, I'll play it for you again. I think we
just all remember. But does all roads lead to inflation? Therefore, gold is a good investment. Is Bitcoin a good investment to you?
I'm long gold. I'm long Bitcoin. I think commodities are so ridiculously underowned. So I'm long commodities.
So Paul Tudor Jones said,
I think most young people find their
inflation. He said in the beginning, let me just play it for you again.
Given all of the things you're saying, are you off buying gold and Bitcoin and
hiding somewhere? I think all roads lead to inflation.
All roads lead to inflation. That's what the guy said. And I think that there's a new kind of buyer that says, look, I don't really want to have exposure to crypto if Kamala Harris wins, but I do want to have exposure to digital gold if Kamala wins. And so it's a case of no matter who wins the elections, I think everybody wants exposure to Bitcoin because they're kind of saying, look, if Trump wins, Bitcoin absolutely, absolutely flies, maybe even to 120,000 a Bitcoin. If Kamala wins, Bitcoin probably we probably need Bitcoin because all roads lead to inflation. And so we want to hold, there's a new kind of buyer which is coming in and buying ahead of the election because they want a new kind of safe haven. And so what you can see right now is you can see that something very, very, very interesting has happened. The first thing is we're seeing Bitcoin break out to the catch-up trade between for the NASDAQ and gold. Because remember, you want to be in risk assets when there's money printing going on. And there's going to be a lot of money printing going on regardless of the outcome of inflation. That's why it says all roads lead to inflation. But you've had the NASDAQ breakout and you've had gold both break out much earlier in the game. And Bitcoin seems to be kind of late to a party. And that's why right now, as you can see, there's a massive catch-up trade. And so what you're seeing is that people want exposure into anything crypto or specifically anything Bitcoin. And why do I say that people want exposure into anything Bitcoin? Because people are saying, look, if Kamala wins, let's just hedge ourselves against inflation. If Trump wins, we know that Trump is the big Bitcoin trade. Now, what you can see here is you can see that it's actually everything Bitcoin. It's not only Bitcoin. It's anything that's Bitcoin. And when I say anything that's Bitcoin, I think you will remember this trade from Frontrunners, if you are in Frontrunners. And even if you're not in Frontrunners, I did let you guys know on the show, but I think there's a trick that a lot of people are missing. One of the best ways to get exposure to crypto is to be buying MicroStrategy and Coinbase. And I know you guys laughed at me the last time that I said it when I published it in Frontrunners on the 9th of September. So on the 9th of September, just I just want to show you how perfect the timing was in Frontrunners. The 9th of September was here. Here we go. That was the 9th of September. Literally the bottom for MicroStrategy. And literally here at the bottom of for MicroStrategy, we called this in Frontrunners and on the show. And we said, guys, we're buying MicroStrategy at $122.46. Now, if you look at that, that has actually outperformed pretty much any of your crypto bags. So since September, we've made 130% returns on buying MicroStrategy. This was when we called it on the show. So I started making massive changes to my portfolio. I want to walk you through the changes. First change that I did, I added Coinbase and I also added MicroStrategy to my portfolio. Now you can see that that show was on the 9th of September. The other call that we made there, as you can see, was Coinbase at $153.61. We said, let's go buy Coinbase. You've got Coinbase just opening at $222.30. Now that performs better than a lot of the altcoins that we've actually been investing in. So what I'm trying to show you is that there's a bid for everything crypto and that you can't be sleeping on these strong crypto stocks, specifically the MicroStrategies of the world and the Coinbases of the world. But anyway, be that as it may, the fifth reason why I'm so excited about this pump is because of the elections and because all roads lead to inflation. And because all roads lead to inflation, that's the fifth reason for me why I need to be in crypto and I believe that this is the real pump. Now we go on to the sixth reason for me trusting this pump. And it's pretty much the same as this all roads lead to inflation, but it's the flip side of it. And when I say the flip side of it is, if you look at the last time or the first time that Bitcoin hit 70K, what you realize is that was when interest rates were at zero. So Bitcoin hit its all-time high, 70K or 69,420 on the 7th of November 2021. And you'll realize that was when the Fed was talking about inflation and how they were threatening to increase interest rates. The rates were at zero, and then the Fed embarked on what was the highest rates of rate increases in history. And that brought down the price of risk assets all the way down until they reached the top of their rate hiking cycle. Now we are at the same level. We are at 71,600. The only difference is that we are at the exact opposite of where we started. When I say the exact opposite, we went from 0 to 5, and now we are going from 5 to 0. The only difference is this is the price point. Do you understand what is about to happen? if this is what happened when they raised so much, we went from 70,000 all the way down to 11,000, which, by the way, is a $60,000 decline. What happens when you go from 5% interest rates and you cut interest rates all the way down? I think suffice to say that we're probably going to get ourselves somewhere to 100, 120,000 pretty quickly. So that's the sixth reason why I'm so excited. And just to recap what the reasons are. The first one is that we have history on our side when it comes to things like October. The second reason is that we have had the Golden Cross, and the Golden Cross is pretty much telling us that we're going back to 120. There's zero leverage in this market. We've got amazing, insatiable demand by the ETFs. People are protecting themselves against the inflation. And you're at the top of a rate cycle, and we're about to go into the fun part of rate cycles. And you can fight this as much as you want. There's an old adage that says, never bet against the Fed. Don't bet against the Fed. When the Fed tells you that they're going to cut, markets go down. Markets increase. When the Fed tells you that rates are going to increase, they increase rates and markets go down. It's simple. It's the most simple way to calculate things. Okay, so now the seventh reason. The seventh reason is simply, if you take all these fundamentals, we just have the charts on our side. And when I say we have the charts on our side, like, you got to look at the charts. You can't look at the charts alone. But the charts are telling me two things. Generally, the charts are telling me that we've had a seven-month accumulation zone. And if you take the accumulation zone, what you know is that the longer you accumulate, the higher the move up. And so generally, these lines are generally, I can see that this line is not perfect. Probably you can say that equals to that, right? So you can see the longer the accumulation, the longer the line up. And we've been in an accumulation over here now. You tell me when you think that these two lines equal the same length. It's somewhere around $100,000, $110,000. And so probably the next leg up takes us to $100,000 or $110,000 on Bitcoin. And so those are pretty much the seven reasons why I think this pump is real. I think that it's going to continue. This is the one. And this is it. And so now I think, I bet you're asking, well, okay, that's amazing, great for Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's going to go up to 110,000. But the problem is that the altcoins aren't following. And I feel your frustration, even though, we are getting a bit of an altcoin pump. And just by the way, I see my Sui trade is actually, if we could just check something. I'm currently fifth in the competition, and Fefe is above me. How does this happen again? Fefe is, but he's got 102% and I've got 195%. And also, I think we need to just refresh this because I'm not sure that Fefe's winning is beating me here. It would be very strange for me if Fefe was beating me. Let's just quickly go and look at this at our portfolio. I've got two positions open. I've got the PopCat position open, and I've got a Sui position open. Okay, so they've come and down slightly, but I think I'll beat Fefe here. I think I'll beat him here. Let's just quickly see where I am, if the dashboard was accurate. Okay, I'm fifth and he's seventh now. Oh, he's moving very far down. He's moving very, very far down. All right. So anyway, I know you guys are pretty frustrated because you see Bitcoin going up and you're wondering when alt season is going to start, right? And I don't blame you because if you look at the charts around dominance, the dominance is now broken out of another trend. And yesterday it hit nearly 60%. Now, Ben Cowen, who's the biggest dominance advocate, in his thesis said, the strategy presented 3 years ago of BTC heavy until 60% dominance has been extremely effective, even if at times it felt like 60% would never be achieved. Now we're at 59.8, which means that even by his thesis, and he's probably been the most accurate guy, it's time for the dominance to actually come down. But I'm not betting on Ben Cowen's thesis. I'm going to show you another thing which actually shows that the dominance may actually start coming down. Now, I think for the next week or so, I think, unfortunately, dominance is going to steal the show, and Bitcoin is going to steal the show and even steal some liquidity from the altcoins. And the reason why I say that that's happening is because I think that people want to hedge themselves against a Kamala win in the elections. So here's how I see it playing out. If Trump wins, then it's green light for altcoins and dominance comes down immediately. If Kamala wins, then it's green light for Bitcoin and orange light for altcoins. And so if there is a Trump win, I think in 7 days or 8 days when we finally have the election results, I think we get a massive drop in the dominance if Trump wins. If Kamala wins, it doesn't happen. So for now, people are hedging themselves and saying, look, Bitcoin is the safe bet. If you want crypto exposure, you're worried Kamala is going to come in being Bitcoin. If you want to be a little bit more cowboy and you got slightly bigger balls, then you can probably go into some kind of altcoins. But what we also know is that the Bitcoin dominance has slightly overextended. And that generally, at this part of the cycle, the Bitcoin dominance actually starts to drop. Now, when I say this part of the cycle, the Bitcoin dominance actually starts to drop. Up until now, as Elio says, he says, Bitcoin soaks up the liquidity from alts, as in the tradition before the fabled golden bull run. And I think there's a lot to read in that golden bull run that we have there. Because what we know is, we know two things. The first thing that we know is that the Bitcoin dominance tends to run up until a certain point, after which it tends to fall. What is that point? That point is a very simple point. The point at which Bitcoin dominance starts to fall is actually the point when we break the all-time high on Bitcoin. So I think this sums it up. He says, the first and second part of the cycle, I always divide the cycle into two parts. Part one, where Bitcoin rallies up to its previous all-time high, and part two, when it breaks the previous all-time high. Part one, Bitcoin rallies while altcoins lose value against Bitcoin. Part two, Bitcoin breaks its all-time high, goes into price discovery. This is the moment where altcoins start to stage their stage five parabolic run. And this is where we talk about the stage five parabolic run. Now, if you look at where Bitcoin is today, it has just broken the previous all-time high, the 69,420, or even the, or if you want to take it through the previous all-time high, it's the 74,000. So we are there or thereabout. And this theory, I tested it today. I back tested this theory a couple of times today. I'm not the only one who's done it. Last time Bitcoin broke its all-time high in 2020, the Bitcoin dominance pumped 14% in 18 days, as soon as it breaks the all-time high. But then Bitcoin dominance dumped hard for 4.5 months, resulting in a massive alt season. So what we're seeing here is that it's a matter of days. We're talking about 18 days until the dominance actually starts to break down. And that correlates with Ben Cowen's theory of the 60%. It correlates with this theory over here. And then when I read Elio's tweet and it said, as in tradition before fable, golden bull run. And then I thought, hold on a second. Golden bull run. What if the golden bull run is actually the golden cross, but on the altcoins? And so what I did was I took the altcoin chart and I went to look at the altcoin chart, the total three, which is the altcoin chart. And I realized that the golden cross was 7 days away, which also coincides with when the elections are happening. And remember, we said that the golden cross, when we get the golden cross, generally, we start to get the momentum in Bitcoin, and you can see that it happened here. And if you don't believe me that this happens, I actually back tested it with Sheldon on a couple of coins. So we had the golden cross in Rune and we started to get the pump. We had the golden cross here in Phantom and we got a pump. We had the golden cross here in Solana and we're starting to get the pump. And so what we did was we back tested. Now, Dogecoin hasn't yet hit the golden cross, but I think it's running ahead of the elections. And so in about 7 days, it's very hard to say when this is going to happen, but it is going to happen because the price is above the 200-day moving average. We're going to actually see the golden cross. And when we see the golden cross here, chances are that the altcoins will actually start running, which should happen just after the Bitcoin breaks the all-time high, which should happen just after we have an election winner, which means that the stars are all aligning for an altcoin, for pretty much quite an aggressive altcoin season. Okay, so if we're going to have an altcoin season, what happens next? That's pretty much what we're thinking. Now, look, I want to give you guys perspective. I don't think that, someone says there's no coincidence, it's fate. I mean, it is crazy. It is crazy that when you put all these things together, you realize just how powerful like what's about to happen is. And that's why I was so excited to actually bring you the show. What makes me a little bit more excited is that if I look at the last time Bitcoin was at 70,000, Ethereum was at 4,000, Solana was at $209, Arweave was at $41, ThoughtChain was at $10.50, and Chainlink was at $22.40. That was in March this year. Now we have Bitcoin at 70,000 on the 29th of October. ETH is at 2,500. Solana is at 180. Arweave is at $16. ThoughtChain is at $6. And Chainlink is at $11.50. This is probably giving you an idea of how under traded the altcoins actually are. That is kind of reiterated here when you look at the altcoin season index. We're only on 29, which means that, I mean, you know that the altcoin season index basically oscillates between altcoin season, Bitcoin season, altcoin season, Bitcoin season, altcoin season, Bitcoin season. And now it looks like we are on the way up to here. Now that would take us for a massive, massive, massive run in the altcoins. I'm trying to give you an idea, just for fun, I went to CoinMarketCap and I called up the prices from 7th of November 2021. And I just wanted to have a look at some of them, the prices. So Solana was at 250. Dogecoin was at 26 cents. Just gives you an idea. Cardano was at $2. What I'm trying to show you is that when this altcoin season actually happens, we have a long way to go. We have just started. We've just broken out of this level over here. We're kind of over here. And we've got all this way left to go. I mean, you can also liken it to the previous cycle where you can say we're pretty much like somewhere here. And we've got all this climb left to go. So things are going to get pretty heated pretty quickly if the altcoin season actually comes. And I think I've kind of showed you when we expect the altcoin season to actually come. So what do you need to do to prepare for this? What do you need to do to make sure that you can maximize this? Because after this altcoin season, the next one is going to be a lot less exciting. And I kind of think that for us as real altcoin degens, this is going to be the last one where we can actually have as much fun as we're actually having. So what do you do? I mean, I wrote down 4 points. I was going to expand on them. I'll probably expand on them much more. The first thing is right now, make sure that you are more risk on. So make sure that right now your portfolio is much more risk on. This is not a time to be risk off if you believe in this thesis. Make sure that you are much more risk on. The next thing that I'd say to you is you got to break up with the heavy coins. There are certain coins in everyone's portfolio which are not great coins. They're heavy. They're fully diluted coins. They're not performing. And the thing is that you need to cut them so that you can invest the money into your winners. And the sooner you do that, the more liberated you'll feel. And I'll give you an example. I had a token in my portfolio, which is called Kyber Network, KNC. I've held this portfolio, this token for a long, long, long time. The token is now trading at 44 cents. I just want to show you the history on Kyber Network, KNC. I've been holding it for a long, long, long time, hoping to get my money back where I entered at about 70 cents. Now, that's a heavy token that is wasting my money and weighing down my portfolio. So what did I do? I cut it. What did I do with the money? I put the money into Sui immediately. I just cut it out of, I went out of Kyber Network and I put the money into Sui. And here's the results of what happened when I put the money into Sui. And so I urge you guys to do the same. Break up with coins, no matter how far down you are, break up with the coins. And if they don't have good fundamentals, and if they're not this season's winners, this cycle's winners, and if you don't think that they're going to be the cycle's winners, get out. This is your last chance to get out. And then the last thing that I would do is I would eliminate the heavy coins. I would back the winners. Sui has been a winner. Just put more money into Sui. Back your winners in the cycle. We're at the point now where you need to be backing your winners. And then the last thing is look for things of value. Like I made a little bit of a trade into GMX because they're migrating to Solana and because the price has been hit so hard. So that is exactly what I'd be doing. I'd be literally, this is probably your last chance to go more risk on, eliminate all the heavy hold coins, back the winners and try and find the value coins that haven't actually run but are going to actually be running. You do that, we're going to make a lot of money. And I think I've showed you all the data that actually shows it. couple of things before we go. Number one, remember, if you want to join the research team, there's a link below. Join the team. I just want to show you a few things here quickly. Okay, so there's a link here to join our research team. Smash that link over there. Join us as quickly as possible. The second thing is, if you want to win your share of $10,000 and you want to get into Kyle's Whale School by tomorrow, if you join Kyle's Whale School and you join the workshop tomorrow, which happens in 21 hours, not only do you get a free trading school, but you also stand a chance to win your share of $10,000, which is absolutely amazing. And then lastly for today, we are doing a Bitfunded challenge. Bitfunded is what we call a prop trading platform. What is a prop trading platform? It's a platform that allows you to trade using other people's money. How does it work? Well, effectively, you choose which challenge you want to do. There's a base challenge, a $5,000 challenge, which you pay $79. There's a $10,000. There's a $25,000. You get 8%. You trade with demo money. If you get 8% in the first round, you move to second round. You have to make 5%. If you make 5%, you're then trading with other people's money, which means that you pay $249. If you win, you get 90% of all the winnings. And if you lose, the most you can lose is $249. Now, I got the payout information from these guys. These guys are paying out people like crazy. I saw like one person got $55,000, the other person got $35,000. And these people put in $79 and $59. I really recommend that if you're a good trader, but you don't have a lot of money, this is probably the way to go. Smash this link over here. Go to Bitfunded, sign up. If you sign up today, we will be giving away free challenges to some people that sign up. It's a lucky draw. So you'll buy one, you'll get one free. You'll buy one, you'll get one free. You'll buy one, you'll get one free. That happens between today and Friday. So guys, let's just quickly have one last look at the market. 71,676, absolutely amazing. Let's look at some of the altcoins and just see what's happened in the last hour on some of the altcoins. Popcat's gone up. I've got a position in Popcat. Rune is absolutely exploding. It's $6.22. I've got a big position in Rune. I've got a Popcat position in the Bybit trading competition, also doing very well. Generally, a very, very, very good day. I think this pump is going to continue. Let me know in the comments if you think I'm right. Someone says, let us hit the prayer before we go. So I think I'm going to do this one for you. I shall see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, pray well, my friends.